Insurance requirements for apartment renovations. Insurance requirements in Manhattan co-ops and condominiums are shaped by how New York buildings are constructed and governed. Apartments are privately owned or leased, but the systems that make them function are shared. Plumbing risers serve multiple units. Electrical infrastructure runs vertically through the building. Structural slabs extend beyond the footprint of a single residence. Ventilation, fire protection, and mechanical systems are interconnected. Because of this integration, renovation risk is rarely isolated. A plumbing error in one apartment can damage ceilings and flooring below within minutes. A demolition crew that removes material too aggressively can compromise adjacent finishes or disturb structural elements. Improperly protected electrical work can create fire hazards that extend beyond the renovation footprint. Even a small oversight can quickly become a multi-unit insurance claim. Boards and managing agents evaluate renovation proposals with this reality in mind. Their concern is not whether a contractor is careful. Their concern is whether, if something does happen, the financial responsibility is clearly assigned and adequately insured. That is the function of renovation insurance in Manhattan. It ensures that risk follows control. How contractor insurance allocates risk. Contractor insurance is designed to respond to third-party claims arising from construction activity. In the context of Manhattan apartment renovations, that typically means bodily injury, property damage, or certain professional errors connected to the work. If a worker is injured on site, if a neighbor claims water damage, or if a shared building component is affected, the contractor's insurance should respond first. This protects the apartment owner and prevents the building's master policy from absorbing avoidable losses. Without adequate insurance, exposure shifts. An injured worker may pursue claims beyond statutory benefits. A neighboring unit owner may file suit against the building. The building's insurer may pay a claim and then pursue recovery from the apartment owner. These secondary disputes are exactly what boards seek to prevent to restrict insurance requirements. Insurance documentation, when structured correctly, is not symbolic. It is a risk transfer mechanism embedded in the renovation approval process. Core insurance policies required for Manhattan renovations. While each building sets its own standards, most Manhattan apartment renovation insurance packages include several consistent components. Commercial General Liability Insurance. Commercial General Liability, or CGL, is the foundation of any construction insurance program. It provides coverage for third-party bodily injury and property damage arising from the contractor's operations. In Manhattan residential buildings, minimum limits are commonly $1 million per occurrence and $2 million aggregate. In higher-end properties or projects involving structural changes, boards often require higher limits or an accompanying umbrella policy. CGL coverage funds legal defense and settlement costs if claims are brought by neighbors, visitors, building staff, or other affected parties. However, the existence of a CGL policy alone is not sufficient. The policy must be properly endorsed to extend protection to the building and managing agent. Workers' compensation and employers' liability. New York law requires employers to carry workers' compensation insurance. This coverage provides medical benefits and wage replacement for employees injured on the job. In Manhattan apartment renovations, workers' compensation compliance is critical. If a contractor lacks proper coverage and a worker is injured, the unit owner and potentially the building may be drawn into litigation under New York labor law. Boards therefore review workers' compensation certificates carefully before granting approval. Employers' liability coverage complements workers' compensation by addressing certain claims that fall outside statutory benefits. Umbrella or excess liability coverage. Umbrella or excess liability policies provide additional limits above the primary CGL policy. Many Manhattan buildings require umbrella limits between $2 and $5 million, depending on project scope. The rationale is straightforward. In a multi-unit environment, property damage claims can escalate quickly. If water affects several apartments, primary limits may be exhausted rapidly. Excess coverage ensures that adequate protection remains available. Coverage type, what it covers, typical limits, notes. R1, contractor's general liability. Third-party bodily injury and property damage, $1 million per occurrence, $2 million aggregate. Required by most NYC buildings, co-ops, and condos. R2, excess umbrella liability, extra layer of CGL coverage, $5 million to $50 million plus, for high-value, complex, or high-rise projects. Check building rules. R3 workers' compensation, on-site employee injury, medical and wages, state mandatory, must verify all subcontractors are covered. Owner's reno endorsement, damage to personal property, finished work, fixtures, project budget crucial, update owner's policy before start, often added by endorsement. Professional liability insurance, if architects, engineers, or design build contractors are providing professional services, professional liability insurance is required. Commercial general liability policies exclude coverage for design errors. Professional liability fills that gap. Projects involving load-bearing wall modifications, structural reconfiguration, or significant MEP redesign typically require proof of active professional liability coverage before boards approve plans. Builders' risk insurance. For full gut renovations or projects involving substantial material staging, builders' risk insurance may be required. Ed, this policy covers materials and work in progress against events such as fire, theft, or vandalism. Builder's risk becomes particularly relevant when construction extends over a long period or when high-value finishes are stored on site prior to installation. Understanding the Certificate of Insurance in Manhattan renovations. The Certificate of Insurance, commonly referred to as a COI, is the document most frequently submitted to boards and managing agents. However, it is often misunderstood by apartment owners. A COI is not the insurance policy itself. It is a summary issued by an insurance broker that lists coverage types, policy numbers, limits, and effective dates. It may also identify additional insured entities and describe the renovation location. What the COI does not do is create coverage. The enforceable rights are contained in the underlying policy and its endorsements. This distinction matters. A building may be listed as an additional insured on a certificate, but unless the proper endorsement is attached to the policy, the protection may not exist in practice. Managing agents who review insurance submissions carefully will request copies of endorsements, not just certificates. For apartment owners, understanding this difference prevents frustration during the approval process. If a managing agent rejects a submission, it is often because required endorsements are missing or incorrectly structured. Why endorsements matter in Manhattan renovation insurance. In most Manhattan apartment renovations, 3 endorsements are consistently required. Endorsement, what it does, additional insured, extends coverage under the contractor's policy to the building entity and managing agent, allowing them to access defense and indemnification directly if a claim arises. Primary and non-contributory ensures the contractor's insurance responds before the building's master policy, preventing the building's insurer from contributing to a claim that should be covered by the contractor. Waiver of subrogation prevents the contractor's insurer from seeking reimbursement from the building or unit owner after paying a claim. These endorsements are not technical preferences. They are central to how risk transfer functions in a Manhattan renovation. Without them, coverage may exist on paper, but fail in practice when disputes arise. Why does my building require so much insurance for a small renovation? Even a minor bathroom or kitchen renovation can cause water damage to multiple units, fire risk from electrical work, injury to workers, damage to common areas. In high-rise buildings, a small incident can easily become a 6-figure claim. Insurance requirements are designed to protect the building's master policy and other unit owners. Is a certificate of insurance, COI, enough? A COI only confirms that a policy exists. It does not grant legal protection to the building or owner. Buildings should also require additional insured endorsement, waiver of subrogation, primary and non-contributory language. Without endorsements, the COI alone may provide no real protection. What does additional insured mean? When a building or owner is listed as an additional insured, they are covered under the contractor's liability policy for claims arising from the contractor's work. If a neighbor sues both the contractor and the building, the contractor's insurer must defend the building. Why is workers' compensation mandatory? If a worker is injured and the contractor does not carry workers' compensation, the injured worker may attempt to file claims against the unit owner, the co-op condo association, the property manager. Workers' comp coverage reduces that exposure and is legally required in most cases. What are typical liability limits required in Manhattan buildings? Common minimums: $1 million per occurrence, general liability, $2 million aggregate, $2 million to $5 million umbrella coverage for larger projects. Luxury co-ops may require higher limits. What is waiver of subrogation? It prevents the contractor's insurance company from seeking reimbursement from the building or owner after paying a claim. Without this waiver, insurers may attempt to recover their payout from the property owner. What does primary and non-contributory mean? It ensures that the contractor's insurance responds first, without requiring the building's insurance to share in the claim. This protects the building's master policy and loss history.